Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 19th of March at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Specsavers, and we'll be looking at biomass as a genuine source of energy and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Jack Power in the Irish Times reports that the European Commission has put forward changes that would harmonise some national rules around tax and insolvency as part of a much-hyped plan to allow businesses to quickly incorporate a new company on an EU-wide basis. The proposal, drafted by the Justice Commissioner Michael McGrath, is intended to make it easier for new companies to expand and raise investment cash across the EU and beyond national borders. The scheme, called EU Inc., is one element of a broader bid by Brussels to make Europe more economically competitive. National governments have traditionally been very resistant to attempts by the Commission to encroach into sensitive areas concerning tax and insolvency law. Michael McGrath said that what was being proposed was a targeted and optional new structure, offering a harmonised set of corporate rules for European businesses. The FT reports that the largest shipping groups, including MSC, Maersk and Hapag-Lloyd, have told customers that they reserve the right to invoke a 19th century rule to allow them to leave containers at the nearest available port at their clients' expense. Charges for shipping containers, meanwhile, have risen as much as fourfold on certain routes, thanks to war risk insurance costs and fuel surcharges. David Ozard, the general manager at the removal group John Mason International, said that containers due to go to the Middle East had been dropped at the port of Navashiva in India, while others destined for Saudi Arabia had instead been left at a port in the UAE, leaving the company to pick up additional storage costs. At the moment, it's a complete wild west, Ozard said, adding that shipping customers were forced to pay the additional charges. If we don't, shipping lines put our accounts on hold and hold us to ransom. Politico reports that Elon Musk's X has met its deadline for the €120 million fine issued by the EU in December, a commission spokesperson confirmed. The cooperation with the EU comes as X continues a legal challenge against the decision. Under the ruling announced in December, X had a deadline of this month to pay the fine and to offer remedies on the design of blue check marks for verified accounts on its service. Both of them have been done, the commission spokesperson said. Meeting the deadline means that X either paying the fine or offering a financial guarantee that it would do so should it lose its appeal against the fine.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.